You may have seen signs on cars saying this car powered by corn or soybeans. Well, perhaps someday some cars could be powered by watermelons?
We're really excited about this.
And he should be. He's Bob Morrissey, Executive Director of the National Watermelon Association. He says his group, along with the Agriculture Department's Ag Research Service and others, are working on this idea basically to take the estimated 700 million pounds of watermelons that are abandoned or don't make the quality grade and turn them into ethanol.
We're actually getting ready to do some studies with ARS's support and the University of Georgia and an ethanol plant in Florida later this year to determine how we can make that happen and create a brand new market for the watermelon growers that they've never had before.
Which would fall right in line with efforts to convert other ag wastes into energy and some extra money for growers and for the watermelon industry.
This could be a brand new market, and we're really, truly excited about investigating it.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.